Good morning. This is a Phase 1 convocation hearing for Mr. John Santori, ADC number 311768. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Lee Quinones, and I will be serving as the panel chairman for this Phase 1 hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Santori is 74 years old and currently serving a 12-year prison sentence for sexual exploitation of a minor, a Class III felony, and a dangerous crime against children. That is, he downloaded nearly 600 images of child pornography and bestiality. He pled guilty and was sentenced on July 15, 2016. He's asking for an 8-year reduction in his current prison sentence. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has an absolute discharge date of August 21st, 2025. If this reduction is granted, Mr. Santori's absolute discharge date would be August 21st, 2018. It should be noted that he also has a Maricopa County adult probation detainer. The purpose of Mr. Santori's request for commutation is based on his assertion that his prison sentence was excessive, especially considering that this was his first conviction at age 72, and this crime was nonviolent and only related to the possession of child pornography, not direct abuse. He's remorseful for his crime, and he wishes to return to the community to serve his sickly wife. He has not received any disciplinary infractions in ADC. He has no letters of support from family, friends, or the community. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Santori's sentence was excessive, said charges carry a minimum, the said charge carries a minimum of 5 years, a presumptive sentence of 10 years, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. Based on the fact that his plea deal included combining 3 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, again, based on the possession of nearly 600 images, and that he was given less than the maximum sentence for only 1 count of said violation, not to mention the exploitation of abused children, I do not find his prison sentence excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues, and that's where I'd like to begin the discussion.
Quinones, I would also just add that in the plea agreement, counts 4 through 10 were dismissed.
Thank you.
So that would be another reason that I believe the sentence is not excessive.
Thank you. I think that's a very good footnote. Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, see where the votes land, and that is that I make a motion to not pass Mr. John Santori, ADC number 311768, to Phase 2.
Second.
Agree.
I'm going to go with Ms. Rittenhouse for second.
Teamwork.
And the rest agreed with my fellow board members. And this concludes our hearing. Thank you very much.